Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Hey, listen, Dave has now left the studios. He's down the hall. I don't know that he's packing up his stuff. I imagine he'll keep his office here because, as you know, he's going to be doing the games still. But I will say this about that Dave Bennett. He is a good sport. You know, you think about it, who do we love in this city? We love Tom Skilling because he was just a good, decent man. And Ryan Sandberg and Ron Sano and Spike Odell and a lot of people hopefully you hear here can think up quickly in your mind from this town. But, boy, put Dave Bennett on the Mount Rushmore of being a good sport. Our intrepid sports director here at WGN Radio has covered winning teams and losing teams. He's worked here with 8 different morning show hosts, with 8 different personalities, peccadilloes, and demands. He's shared personal stories of joy and sorrow. He's informed, he's entertained, he's comforted. He's humored us for over 3 decades. Do you recall Dave Bennett having a bad day, saying a crossword? He has had bad days. He's felt cross things, but Dave is a good sport. Gracious in winning and losing. Fair and friendly, ready to shake your hand after the game, after the broadcast, after some stupid jokes. You know, talking on the radio is the most honest broadcast endeavor. We are here every day unrehearsed, unfiltered, supported by dedicated but not deep staffs, poised instead in front of a microphone, our personalities stripped and exposed for 3 or 4 or 5 hours telling you what we know in our own ways. And Dave's way is concise, precise, informed, and enthusiastic. Can you hear on the air how neat and conscientious, how caring, how detail-oriented he is? He has covered all of our teams with unflagging enthusiasm. We know him well as Big Cat Dave Bennett, the voice of Northwestern football and basketball, and those teams have played before him games that would win him awards for broadcast excellence. And as the smallest school with the most rigid of standards in their conference, those teams have lost a lot of games too. And sometimes you could hear this in his voice, how much he cares about the young men and coaches on the court and the field. When they hurt, he hurts. But he has always broadcast with a swift stride in his voice. And after a loss, like a win, he'll say something like, "We did our best today, now let's do that again tomorrow." That's how he's always wanted his teams to play, and that's how he does his job, too. One of my favorite parts of Dave's job is when he talks to the players before or after a game. You can tell Dave knows and cares for these kids. He brings out their best nature several times. I've told him how proud I am of these players I know nothing about except for how they conducted themselves in his interviews. Think for a moment how many athlete interviews you've heard over the years and how often you find yourself saying that. Dave has made it sound easy, and it is not. Probably helps, though, if you're just a good sport. You better be if you're going to work on the show I've hosted for a few years now from 10 to 2. At the end of Dave's day, he has reported sports and then chimes in for the first half hour of our show. And then just before he's ready to walk out the door, I hand him a couple of sheets with some jokes, and I ask him to play along and sometimes be the butt of our daily routine. He has been asked to imitate dogs and cats and cannibals and kids and cops and co-pilots and all manner of insects. I've asked him to do impossible tongue twisters and have piled books on him that he has no intention of reading, including The Art of Middle Eastern Dance by Shake Your Booty. Now, I'll not argue with you if you say that Dave Bennett is not a hilarious guy. We have had some real comedians on this station over the years, and Dave has been the wingman for them, not the front man. And yet, hasn't he made the material we put in front of him better? In his own earnest and, yeah, funny ways, he's made our speed jokes what they are, which is not in his job description, but it is the description of being a good sport. So thank you, Dave. We won't use the R word for your reduced workload. We will look forward to the football seasons and the basketball season's to come. And a young man named Andy Mazur is going to regularly join our show starting tomorrow, and Andy will be just terrific. You've surely heard him here and already know that. And I hope and imagine that one day soon, maybe after a few sleeps, Dave and his wife Karen will sip a cup of coffee on the other side of the radio. And they'll hear me and Steve and Bob and producer Pete and Dave's replacement, Andy Mazur, telling some funny, not-so-funny jokes. And Dave will say, well, those weren't always that funny, but they sure were fun. And we've had Dave to thank for that. Now, his next broadcast is 10:30 Saturday morning when Northwestern takes on Tulane. And I will hope that you will join me in listening to him then. I will say this about Dave Ennett. They're not making him any longer. And it's 10:53. Had to get that. Literally, there is a yardstick in my office, and I was walking out. Steve, I thought, well, I got to throw that in there. And I hate to be inside baseball, but one of the jokes we told, and Dave kind of loved it. I don't remember if he told it or I told it, but it's that sentence. They're not making yardsticks any longer. And Dave did latch on to that, didn't he?
He did. Nicely done, John.